Now for some news items, and we'll start with a mix of business and pleasure. The Norwich-based insurer Aviva reports a rise in profits, and referring back to our news items about the airport, we hear of the opening of an international aviation academy. First, though, an exhibition opens on what are called Norwich's lost churches.
Norwich is famous for its medieval churches, but how much do we actually know about their history and the ones that have been lost? Now, these answers to these questions can be found at a free exhibition exploring the visual records of Norwich churches from the last 300 years at the Norfolk Record Office in Norwich. Drawings from artists, archaeologists and antiquarians offer an insight into the appearance and the history of the city's medieval churches from 1700 to modern day. Dr. Claire Haynes said, "We are preparing for an exhibition about the churches of Norwich and the way they have been drawn over the past 300 years. Norwich is remarkable for many things, but one thing it is famous for is its 31 medieval churches within the city walls. Now, Norwich once had 58 churches, so this exhibition is celebrating how people have looked at these wonderful ancient buildings. The display shows different interpretations of the iconic buildings through the eyes of people drawing and studying them for the last 300 years. The exhibition is a result of research by the Norwich Medieval Churches City Community and Architecture Project at the University of East Anglia. The display is from August the 21st to November the 17th at the Norfolk Record Office on the County Hall site in Martineau Lane."
Aviva reported a sharp rise in first half profits after it was boosted by its general and life insurance divisions. The Norwich-based insurer said operating profit grew 11% to £1.46 billion in the first 6 months of the year, as customers looked for a recognised name amid uncertainty. Aviva's general insurance and health profits increased 25% to £417 million, aided by the acquisition of RBC Insurance in Canada last year, as well as foreign exchange benefits. The group, which has its UK general insurance arm at Surrey Street, also announced it had agreed to a 10-year deal with HSBC to continue offering products to the bank's customers. Aviva Group boss Mark Wilson said the partnership would be worth hundreds of millions of pounds in terms of premiums. Life insurance operating profit grew 8% to £1.3 billion. As a result, Aviva increased its interim dividend by 13% to 8.4 pence. Aviva said Norwich, where it employs 5,000 people, continued to be one of its core sites and its largest in the UK.
TV star Carol Vorderman spoke with joy about the progress made in giving everybody the chance to pursue a career in aviation as she officially opened the Norwich's £12 million International Aviation Academy. Ms. Vorderman told an audience of about 100 at the state-of-the-art facility at Norwich Airport about her long-held dream to learn to fly, something that seemed impossible when she was growing up in Rhyl, North Wales. She said, "When I was born in the days of black and white television, all I wanted to do was be a pilot. I eventually got into Cambridge to study engineering, but I wasn't allowed to join a university air squadron at that time because I was a girl." Ms. Vorderman said she got her first pilot's licence when she was 53, and she is now a Royal Air Force Cadets Ambassador. She said, "Things have progressed dramatically, and it's wonderful to be a part of that progress and be part of something that's offering a genuine future to young people, girls and boys alike." Ms. Vorderman was joined by Air Commodore Dawn McCafferty, Commandant of the RAF Cadets, and they stood together as Ms. Vorderman cut a ribbon to declare the new centre open. The Academy is based in a former Second World War aircraft hangar, which now houses a full-size Boeing 737 so that students can hone their skills. 26 degree-level students began training in April and will be joined by a further 100 16-year-old engineering students when the new academic year starts in September.
More than 300,000 final year students at various higher education providers took the National Student Survey, which, among other things, examines the percentage of university and college students who are satisfied with their courses. In Norwich, the University of East Anglia had an overall student satisfaction rating of 90%, while Norwich University of the Arts scored 82%. Professor David Richardson, Vice-Chancellor at the UEA, said, "We are delighted with this year's scores, which mean UEA remains the only English mainstream university to achieve a top five ranking for student satisfaction every year since the survey began in 2005. But meanwhile, it was less positive news for City College Norwich, which runs HE courses, with 70% of students content with their courses.
It has helped start conversations, launch music careers, and given scores of people the chance to build their confidence and media skills. And now, the team at Norwich Community Broadcaster Future Radio are celebrating a special milestone, the station's 10th anniversary. Mike Stonard, chairman of the station's board, said Future Radio had come a long way over the past decade. He said, "We've always been here to give Norwich a voice and get local people talking to local people." When it launched on August 6, 2007, Future just covered West Norwich, but it was granted a citywide licence 2 years later, and since 2015 it has also relayed other radio stations. Mr. Stonard said there were big things to come in Future's radio, as the station planned to relocate and relaunch at the end of the year. He said, "We're moving into the city centre over winter, which has been a long-term ambition of ours, and when we are finally set up, we'll have a relaunch. The move will allow us to engage more and build even stronger community links." But Mr. Stonard said after the move, Future Radio would continue to have a studio in West Norwich, where it is based at Future Projects in Moulton Road.